Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Here's my impression of this past weekend on the road. Hey, Katie, how's it going?
Hi.
Everything good? Everyone good at home?
Nope.
Oh.
Mommy! Oh, no, even you move!
Yeah.
No, I want to sit on your lap.
Yes. we'll do another wine tasting, please.
Don't grab the pink eye on me, please. No, I have to go clean up the puke.
I'm at a business
now.
Meeting
poop
in
on
Napa.
My forehead.
Yeah, the roasted duck sounds nice. Okay, well, I gotta run.
Okay, have fun.
That'll be you.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole weekend.
Who was who in that?
Yeah.
Dude, who were the characters?
Oh, that sounds amazing. Reverse that.
Shout out to Katie. Shout out to all the moms. Your heroes.
I would like to say that. You guys are the first adults I've seen in a week and a half, so.
Wow.
Wait, is that really true?
Besides a doctor, yes, that is true. Oh, and the person that I bought donuts from. Yeah, that's true.
Well, you've had quite the week. Doctor and donuts.
Doctor and donuts. That's the most mom week of all time. The last, besides me, a doctor and a donut guy. These are the first human adults you've seen.
Yeah.
Wow, this could be a big Katie episode.
You gotta be thrilled for this.
Yeah, if I'm a little unhinged. I haven't slept in five nights.
Oh, man.
But it's good. Kids get sick. You can't control it. Just a bummer when it's like a long stint for him and we don't have
it was a four-nighter. We had eliminated the four-nighters, but this is one that lingered. Because you'll notice on 26, we got three-nighters. We even got two-nighters.
Okay, in and out.
In and out. Because when you're in California, so it takes the whole day to get there and back. And I just on my layover on the way there, she was like, they both have a fever. I was like, and it's crazy because I don't care if my kids are sick at all. Like for them, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Obviously they'll get over it.
They'll get over it and remember it. I just go, oh no. And not even for, it's really selfish. I'm like, this is going to be bad for me.
Yeah. Oh, great. I'm going to be guilty all weekend.
Yes.
And then I'll get sick.
But I didn't say that. I said you said you were like, I feel guilty. And I was like, you're doing your job. It's fine. It's just I need to vent a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good call in 2026 to do a shorter stints because you don't want her visiting the donut guy too much.
Yeah. If she's, I think this is the, let's just start some kind of like new HBO drama. It's like.
The vegan donut lover? I don't know.
The donut hole. And it's a mom who once a week she leaves the house.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy doing the donuts.
Yeah.
Something about him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is your donut guy? And why are you getting donuts?
You know, Thomas.
Did you eat one yourself?
Yeah, I had three.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah,
Kind of spiraling down a little bit.
I'm going to look back. Can I read off a couple of the texts I received over the weekend? Would you guys mind? Katie, do I have your approval?
I guess.
One.
A lot of them were so hot.
I miss you, your body.
Yeah, there's that one.
No,
yeah.
That's how it started
the weekend. That's, you only got an hour.
She sends me that every other hour when I'm gone.
I miss your body.
Yes. Can't you? Isn't that believable? Oh wow, quite a few.
I would say the ones probably around between 1 to 4 a.m. were probably the best.
Dude, yeah, texting me at 3 a.m. It's like sometimes that reminds me of a correct opinion I'll give later. I don't want to step on that. You said, don't feel guilt. You're working hard. I love you. I said, okay, great. And then later that night, when was this? Okay, this one happened 8 p.m. Pray that I sleep tonight. I'm not going to lie. I am crashing. Please pray Thomas sleeps tonight. Also, I don't feel good either. And so just like getting off stage to that text, it's just like, oh, man. Oh, man.
Good timing to send it when he's on stage, though, because it is better to receive that post-show than pre-show.
I'm not trying to ruin his Sunday, show.
Sunday, 5 a.m. What is happening? Thomas woke up at 4. I went and asked if he needed a snack. He was so upset. Didn't want a snack. Water. Story. Me to get in his bed. Anything. Eventually, I just put him back in his bed, screaming at 4. He screamed until 5. Eva woke up at 5:20. That's just, I wake up to that text.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are the donuts?
Yeah. And then the night before I flew home, I was up kind of late, tossing and turning, and I noticed my phone light up, and you know, just my heart sinks. And what was this one? Glad you had a great show. Already up with Eva, but we should back down quick. Thank goodness. 30 minutes later. Well, just kidding on getting her back down easily. It's actually comical at this point how little I've slept. And that's what I'm reading as I drift off to sleep for my return home.
Mm.
I'm glad to be back. She's doing good. You're just tearing up over there?
I don't know what's happening. My body.
Did you get to sleep a lot last night?
No.
All right. Right.
I don't know what, because like they're not sick anymore. So I'm like, why are you waking up? They're usually both good sleepers. So I'm like, I don't know what is going on right now.
She's too good a mom. I go, Katie, at some point you might just need, you might need to like unplug the monitor and just like, you have to sleep.
Mm. He wants me to just unplug the monitors and just hope for the best all night?
Well, after 5 nights of like, you've got to sleep.
I can't abandon the children.
She thinks, she's like, what if a snake gets in there and then I'll hear this.
Yeah,
then
winter.
I hear the rattle through the monitor.
Yeah, winter rattlesnake.
And then I'm just like, what are you going to hear? What if one of the kids...
They don't go, I'm dying.
They started like throwing up in the middle of the night and then I didn't hear them.
Dude, that actually happened the other night. We didn't hear it. That doesn't make a sound.
she didn't cry.
It doesn't make a sound.
That was engrossing to walk into that morning, but... I mean, if it was happening over and over again and they were upset,
you deserve to ignore
so
your children,
sad.
Is what I'm saying.
No.
We're back with another episode of Correct Opinions. Thanks for everyone who came out this past weekend and bought tickets to, I guess, make it worth it for Katie to go through that. So we thank you. It's your fault.
Yeah.
When
it's
a bunch
fine.
Of people in
you
California
guys
want to see the show.
You guys buying tickets all the time incentivizes Trey to be gone.
Exactly.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you. We had a great episode for you guys. Merry Christmas. And roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
My people, thank you for listening to the podcast again. It means the world. And if you're looking for a gift this year, because aren't we always? What, another a gift card? What else? What are you going to give? What's a lame gift?
Another banana hammock.
Yeah. Nope.
Not this year.
How about tickets to a fun night out?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Everyone loves that.
The Relatable Comedy Tour. Okay. If you're around just this weekend, we'll be in Nashville, Charlotte, Atlanta. Then start of next year, we're hitting Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Honolulu, Hawaii, taking Katie.
Yeah. I'm excited about that one.
Kansas City, Missouri. Charlestown, West Virginia, Wilmington, North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina, Grand Rapids, and Detroit, Michigan. Then over to the LA area, up to Seattle, Portland, Boise, Idaho, Salt Lake City, Denver, Colorado. Then we're going to Houston, Texas, Oklahoma City for the taping of my special. That show's almost sold out. We're going to add another one. Then we're hitting South Dakota, Jacksonville, Florida, Richmond, Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina, St. Louis, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and then Greenville, South Carolina to wrap it up.
Good.
Go to treykeenan.com/tour. Get your tickets. And thanks for the love. We'll see you on the Relatable Tour.
All right. I feel like we have a lot to talk about. Patreon is half off. You did High Rocks. The movie came out.
Oh, wow.
And who's his donut guy? Who's the big guy. Four?
He didn't have coffee, you said.
He didn't have coffee.
So
I had to go to another guy for my coffee.
You had to go to his house. Yeah. We're not out of coffee here. You just come to my place.
Yeah. But yeah, but actually, though, your donut shop, there was no coffee made?
That's cruel. The one time you get out.
I was like, no coffee. Just get a nice fresh coffee. And anyways.
We haven't podcasted, like us four, in like 2 weeks. I drink black coffee now. I'm different.
Whoa!
Now, there is some extras in it, but still. I've made waves. I had one today.
So what do you?
There's still it's black, but there's stuff in it.
Yeah. So it's not black coffee, but I'm saying it's not like a latte. It's not a macchiato. I'll do a little cream, a little Steve.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm weaning myself on to being an adult. Steve.
Okay.
I got it today. Went through the drive-thru of a coffee shop. Just said,
"Look at you,
black coffee."
Which coffee shop?
That was McLean's.
Okay. I need to. Hey, you know what? Because you're coming to the road this weekend, everyone.
Yeah. Dude, that's another thing. It's crazy.
Fun, yeah. I know, we got all the guys the weekend. Wait, Jake's coming next weekend, right?
Dude, it's crazy how little I know what's happening too.
And my buddy Gallagher's coming. I kind of forgot. He's sleeping on the bunk. That's the best.
And maybe he should open up.
I'm and coming.
Katie's coming.
And the kids are coming.
I should have led with that, but yeah.
Yeah.
My buddy's coming.
Yeah. I forgot you were going to be there. We're not going to be on the bus though. So kids and me are not on the bus.
It's just a thing. Like you won't even notice we're there.
Yeah, we're not even there.
I mean, we'll be sleeping there, but you won't even notice us.
No, her and her mom, they're all coming, so she'll come out with the crew.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. So I need to set some stuff. We have the show Thursday, so Nashville, Charlotte, Atlanta, get tickets, last of the year. So we have the off day Friday night, maybe do a little team dinner Friday night situation.
What city is that going to be in?
Nashville.
Okay.
Bus leaves late Friday, Saturday in Charlotte.
Fun.
Sunday in Atlanta.
I was talking to someone an hour ago. They're like, hey, I'm not going to be able to come to your show in Atlanta. I'd still have to hang out. I said, yeah, I don't know if we're getting there Friday or Saturday. She goes, really? The show's Sunday. And I said, I don't know anything. So don't try to make plans with me.
That's the plans.
I'll just show up every you tell me to show up. So I'm looking forward to it, though.
It's going to be great. Speaking of donuts and stuff, I'm kind of, I don't know. What do you guys think about this? I'm feeling pretty down. I need your encouragement or your redirection, but I hit Thanksgiving and I just go into a deep big back state that I can't get out of. And like this past week on the road, I mean, pretty consistently for the last 5 years of my life, I constantly deny myself things I want. You go, I wake up and I go, man, I'd like that. No,
I'm tempted to get this.
Oh, at a coffee shop. Ooh, I kind of want, maple walnut. Yummy,
chocolate
yummy.
Croissant.
Yeah. Ooh, let me get the black coffee. And I've been in 2 weeks straight of, if I want it, I'm getting it. And it is a thrilling way to live your life.
Yeah, I did it for about 31 years. It was awesome.
I mean, it's almost like I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I just go, I wake up and go to a coffee shop and go, yeah, give me that cinnamon roll. I'm going to eat that too. I don't care.
Do you feel good? Have you been like healthy?
No.
Yeah, you've been sick.
I feel worse.
I
do feel worse.
It's probably a crazy comparison to like, you were at like really good fitness when you did High Rocks, and then you kind of like
I did the High Rocks, and I have not sweat or had a vegetable since. I feel terrible.
Yeah, well, good.
But
for
I'm
you.
Happy. Isn't that what it's about?
Are you? Because last night you were like, I really don't feel good. I think I just need to go to bed.
I had a 3-hour flu last night.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Micro flu.
Yep.
Yeah. So it was super fun. He came home from traveling and then got home and was like, I think I have the flu. I think you need to lay here. I was like, okay.
I was helpful. I laid there once they were done.
You got the flu from the vineyard, probably.
Probably. Yeah.
There's so many glasses. We couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah.
A lot to talk about. Patreon's half off. So go now. It's the buying season. So patreon.com/TreyKennedy. We are literal few people away from the 900 patron goal, where one person, we're gonna pick one of the 900 for a huge giveaway.
Yep.
Free basic wine, free Friday paddles, free tour tickets, and you'll come on the Patreon pod with us. interviewed.
And Katie was going to give something too, right?
I was going to give some concealer. Yeah.
Great.
So if you're a guy.
That and when we hit 900, I'll have my parents on. No one's ever seen my parents. I'm having a lot of these
mystery
videos where I have actors in it and stuff. It's everyone I work with has to be related to me.
Trey, your dad is so funny.
Yeah.
You're like, thank you. He's not in this video, but that's cool that you can tell.
Yeah. Thank you. I do come from a funny man. It's likely. Right. But, so there we go. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Jake's coming on the road. How's the set coming along?
Good. I ran through it yesterday and it was over 10 minutes. So I was like, oh, great. But you know, that's always good when you like run through it without an audience and it's too long. So it'll be fine. I'm fully anticipating this being like, I mean, for me, this is my like opening club weekend where it's like, yeah, about 70% of that was good. The other 30% I'll need to change by tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. I'm fully anticipating that happening.
Let's go. I'm sure.
But at least, some of it, I mean, it'll be fine. It's mainly Rachel and some other stuff that I've like tested on the podcast that's worked. So it doesn't feel super
risky. I'm excited to get your vibes because you never know. Because when I get off stage, I either go, wow, I was born to do this.
Yeah.
Or you get off stage and you go, what am I doing out there? I mean, is everyone who's ever seen my shows going home going, that guy should stop doing it? So that's just the end of the spectrum. And anyone who's performed knows this. So I'm excited. I bet out of the three shows, here's my prediction. All right, you ready? There's going to be three great crowds. I bet Nashville, you're going to get off stage and go, you're going to feel bad.
Okay.
I think you're going to kind of be like,
half that was good.
I don't know. Not even the material, but the headspace. You'll be like, I don't know. I thought the crowd would be hotter for some reason. I don't know. And then you're kind of going to, you have a day off, which will be a bummer, right? You're brewing over it. You're tweaking. And we're all having a good time. It's Jay. And then Saturday night, Charlotte, packed house. You come off stage, you'll be, oh my gosh.
I'm back.
Cancel everything. I'm in. And then you'll even out Sunday Atlanta. You'll go, okay.
All right.
I feel good about the
three shows.
We've learned
good.
A little bit. Three shows good. And I feel like I'm leaving with a nice realistic view of this.
That's pretty prediction. Likely to happen. Probably. Yeah. Should be fun. I'm excited to, not only just compare notes. It's always fun. Get off stage and talk a little shop immediately after, but also just like sit in the crowd. See you and Lucas perform.
It is really, really fun to see your buddy's new material.
Yeah.
So we were talking about, Alan was joking because we've been on road long enough now where like we have all of our material memorized.
Yeah,
it starts driving you nuts. So he's like, dude, all of us are going to be like sitting watching Jake, like, thank goodness. Some fresh jokes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we're locked in.
I'm going to tell you guys not to come to the Nashville show.
Yeah, that makes you nervous. It's like, thousands of people, and you're like, but I'm these like, four guys are watching.
I don't want to hear Michael. I don't want to hear Alan. You guys shut up to the side. Yeah. I don't want to know you're there. It's me and the crowd.
We should do more of those reviews of like the my internal monologue of like this last four shows. We had San Diego. One of the hottest crowds of the tour.
Oh, great.
One of those you say, I'm not even saying something trying to be funny. They're laughing.
You say a setup like me and my wife have been married 5 years.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is easy.
And I got off stage going, I suck at this.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then Friday night, casino, great casino out in Palm Springs. Lighter crowd. Felt kind of old, but I felt like I got them, and I felt like I got them going. I got off stage. I go,
yeah,
I'm amazing.
Yeah, more of this.
And then Saturday night was another show, and I got off stage going, I don't know. And then Sunday night was a great crowd, and I feel like I really performed well, and I get, wow, I'm.
It kind of sounds like
a total gift.
Was the crowd too easy in San Diego? You're kind of like, they're going to laugh at anything. It's not, I'm not.
Yeah. Sometimes you go, I don't know. Is this, this doesn't even make sense. They're just laughing. And then
but you like the challenge of the casino where you like really had to earn their respect.
I felt like I did this to them.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of going.
Okay.
But these are all, none of it. If you went to all four of these shows, they're probably all.
Same reviews.
Same vibe in the room. But
yeah.
That's what we like to do. But yeah, we're glad to have you out. It's going to be fun. Katie and the kids. Mm-hmm. You feeling good about the travels?
Not really, but.
Okay.
Usually I am, but I don't know.
Kind of don't want to go at all?
No, I really need to leave.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I need my mommy-in-law, that's for sure.
Yeah, I also need my mommy, so that'll be great. Okay, I was thinking, Jake, what was the like hard thing you guys were doing this year? Because it's almost coming to an end. And did you guys stick to it?
Yeah, it was no buying clothes.
Oh, yeah.
So much harder for Rachel than it was me. So, yeah, I had no problem. It was great. Way easier than running a mile every day. But next year is the one where it's going to be tough. It's like the no treats, no desserts. Okay. Is the plan.
Okay.
Which that's going to suck.
Not a single bite of dessert whole year.
We're trying to establish our ground rules, but yeah. Like nothing extra. Like you can't have like a pastry. Like you don't need, that's not breakfast. That's like a fun little treat.
Yeah. Oh, so
like even like a croissant, no like added sugar. It's just like,
is a croissant a treat?
Yeah.
Croissant's tough. I don't eat a lot of croissants. I don't feel tempted by croissants. I mean, I think you can have like sugar. Like if you're like, if you need protein and you get like a protein bar. In my heart of hearts, that's not a dessert.
That's not a dessert. I agree. That's not, something
like a treat.
You're not going, yum.
Yeah, it's not a Reese's.
That's the metric.
Yeah.
You got to go, you got to like involuntarily moan when you eat it.
Yeah.
So that would be.
I feel like it's pretty, just like, you know, cake, cookies, ice cream, brownie.
Stuff that's like, yeah, pastry. Pretty typical like dessert treat.
Yeah, yeah.
Lemon tart.
Lemon tart's tricky because there's a little fruit involved. That's probably more treat. What do you think about this? Acai bowl. Yes or no? Acai bowl with Nutella, acai bowl without Nutella.
Yep. Ooh, is Nutella it? Because that's kind of a nut spread, but it is yummy. But it is yummy, but there's chocolate in it.
It's a good bit of sugar.
But could you have dark chocolate that's super chocolatey, not too much sugar in it?
Dark chocolate's tough too. Yeah, so we'll figure it out.
All right, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What do you want to do in 2026? No crying? We could try that one.
That's not.
I had some backup feasible options you guys could take. One was try to drink a gallon of water every day. One, you could do like a steps thing, 10,000 steps every day. Or the one that I was really excited to do, and Rachel did not want to do it, was like, you have to finish every meal. Not that I'm even great at that, but just like, I think you would end up saving money because you would be like, well, if I order all this, I got to take it home and then have it for lunch tomorrow. I know I'm not going to do that. No, I don't need the fries. Like, I think it would turn into like a healthy habit because you're like, I know I'm not going to finish all this. I
think every year your goals, they get more like you're like 10 years old. You're 8 years old. You're 4. Don't poop your pants in 2027.
Be respectful to my parents.
No, I don't have a problem with water and eating. Katie's water. Would you like to show off your new water bottle?
Yeah. Would you like to say anything about it?
Mm-hmm. I would like to talk about it. Yes. Show it off.
The lid does not seem...
Now, well, give us the whole breakdown of why you got it, why you're excited about it.
Well, the real
really
reason...
Really sell it to us.
The real reason why I got it is because in a dark state this weekend, I was doing a little Target delivery order.
Okay.
And I saw a gold, shiny water bottle, and I said, need that.
It kind of reminds me of a donut, to be honest. I think you were in donut mode at the time.
This is a dark place you're in.
And that was the highlight of the weekend, was receiving this in my Target order.
Like, yes.
And it's really fun. I didn't even know this when I bought it, but you can drink it as a straw or like a chug.
Is this
bottle.
Your first Owala?
It is.
Wow. No wonder you're so excited.
Yeah, that's how they all... Oh, I just
for
years.
Did you show
one.
Off the straw feature? I don't see the straw.
I don't really want to show it. It's kind of weird, but...
Show off the straw feature.
You can just drink.
Weird if you make it weird.
You can just drink out of here and it's a straw.
Where's the straw?
Inside.
Take the lid off. Show off the straw.
No, don't.
He wants me to drink it.
There's okay. A straw
attached.
Okay, but there's. I don't see it pointing out.
Yeah, it doesn't have to point out.
Should you put your mouth over that hole?
No, just this little part.
Okay, show it off. Let me see it. Do it.
I'm not gonna do it.
Do it.
Anyways, I knew Trey was gonna have a comment when he
really?
Came home because he's always like, "Why are you buying all these different water bottles?" And it's like. I probably like every 6 months buy like a new
I need
water
one.
Bottle.
6 weeks.
No.
Let's review her water bottles. Clip this. We need a full breakdown. You're out of control with the water bottle. I come home and I go, what's this? Well, reenact what you said to me. All I said was, I looked down and I go, what is it? You bought another water bottle?
I don't know what I said, to be honest, but I know it was a little mean.
It was as aggressive as I've ever seen.
I was, because I was preparing for you to like make a comment about it. I'm like, there are worse habits than buying water bottles. So I
just ripped my head off. She's like, because I wanted it. So I bought it.
You're lucky I don't want heroin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
I think she said that.
So, yeah.
And then a couple months ago, she bought a an aesthetic glass cup with a lid with a straw.
Which that's very different. That's just like a cup with a straw. That's not a water bottle. You can't like just like toss that in a bag.
And then a little bit before that, she bought a giant glass
100 ounces.
That 100 feels, ounces.
That's more realistic than a gallon.
Is it a jug?
And she, this nightmare she walks in with. And so of course I comment. She goes, Trey, no, this is great. I'm going to fill this up every morning and it's going to help me drink throughout the day. Well, I mean, that lasted 5 days. And she would fill it up and then she would pour that into the into her new bottles.
Yeah.
To track so I can, it. I mean, it's psychotic. So all for it. Her to basically not drink any water.
I need help. I'm trying everything I can to help me out here.
Have you filled it up the second time today?
This is the second time, actually.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's water in there?
Mm-hmm.
Prove it.
How?
Oh. Oh, number of ways.
So yeah. I don't even know why we started talking about. You were talking about something else before we started talking about the water bottle, but
did like you, a water bottle.
And you said you got that out shopping? Where you went to
no,
Target?
No, I when did a delivery order.
Target. When did you go to Dillard's or did you get that shirt another time? When did you go to the men's section of Dillard's?
I love Dillard's, so I would go in there anytime.
What is Dillard's? What do they sell there? They sell women's stuff? They sell is it a department store?
It's a department store, yeah.
Oh.
In my home mall, the Dillard's men and Dillard's women are split up. It's kind of a separate but equal thing. Do you guys do that?
No.
Yeah, Derek knows.
Interesting.
Two different stores.
Remember,
two different
I used to model for them, Trey. Remember?
The men's?
The men's.
That's where you got that shirt?
Yeah.
It would just be, just no face.
Yeah. You're like, she's tall enough to kind of work for the men's clothes.
I do remember now. That's one of our, that's we one of our famous fights at a gas station in the middle of Arkansas. She said, we need to go. We were driving straight from work 6 hours because you're going to model the next day. Mm-hmm. We're getting there after midnight. And she's like, we got to go find.
I forgot my shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, that was it.
And I was like, I can't use a hotel shampoo conditioner. It's going to make my hair look horrible.
Okay. And I go, it's midnight. I'm like, where are we going for shampoo and conditioner? Can we go to bed? And we're at a gas station. I go, look, it's great. Look.
Oh my
gosh.
It was
like a dollar shampoo and conditioner at the gas station.
Yeah.
Suave.
Great find.
I think we've told this story.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a big fight in the gas station at midnight. I'm like, it's the same as the $20 stuff.
They just rebrand it.
I don't think it was true.
No, but it's fine. It wasn't that big of a deal. But yeah, that's Dillard's is great. Shop there anytime.
Dillard's is great. I like the smell of Dillard's.
How would you describe it?
Yeah, how would you
I'd pick it out of a lineup anywhere. It really? Smells like, man, it's unique. It smells like 1997.
Mm.
Oh.
If I had to get really specific.
Yeah.
Just kind of smells like the late 90s. It smells like Michael Jordan.
Oh.
It smells like cheering on Michael Jordan in my driveway.
Wow. Okay.
I get that. I can smell it. Do you guys have some correct opinions?
Yes. My correct opinion is that I don't like the narrative that moms are the ones who create the Christmas magic. I don't know if you guys have seen this anywhere. It's like all over my feed, of course, like all this mom stuff, but it's like,
as I, every day I'm gone, her algorithm gets more and more anti-man. By day four, it's like, why are we even married to these guys?
it's at the heart of it, it's actually supposed to be a sweet thing. Like it's these reels that are like, when you realize now that you're older and you realize it was like all your mom who like made Christmas so magical.
Oh, deadbeat dad reels. I've seen that hashtag.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag deadbeat dad.
When you look back, you realize your mom's the only thing that made your childhood worth living.
When you look back and realize, my dad made money, but what else?
We don't
even need that. I'm a kid.
So yeah, aside from the fact that it's like not including the dads at all, which I don't like in the first place.
Okay.
But I also just like all of a sudden I was like, oh, Christmas is like so fun. I can't do these things with my children. And now all of a sudden I feel solely responsible for them to have a magical Christmas.
Because someday they can make a reel being like, wow, I realize my mom did everything.
Wait, am I not helping?
Well, apparently not. Apparently in society, it is up to me.
Oh, you're saying, creator of the year. I don't think you have to.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm making everyone else's Christmas magical.
Yeah. Don't worry about the kids.
Weekly reels.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just like, it's like kind of supposed to be sweet, but now it feels like there's like, now it's just like, it's all you. If you mess up, your kid's Christmas is going to be horrible.
I see.
Well, they won't remember a single thing about this Christmas, if that helps.
Yeah, so it's a little trial run on making that's it magical, nice. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, several years before.
Yeah, I'm super behind on all everything Christmas related, so.
Okay, by the way, what do you want to do when the after the gauntlet? Dinner time, bath time, bedtime. What are we thinking?
I want to lay flat with a Lola blanket over me and turn a TV on and not think about a single thing.
Mm, the well, three okay. L's. Lay, Lola, lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nope. Yep. No love. That was not included in those
plans. It didn't even cross my mind, actually.
You were going to be laying with me.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that'll be easy because Lola blanket's come in all colors and sizes. There's big ones where we both can fit. And Lola blanket, it's a proud sponsor. And if you ever, this is the year for gifts, right? And if you ever run out of ideas, Lola, it should be first on your list. We've given both our mothers these. They love them.
Love them.
It's just the best blanket imaginable.
It's so good.
It's just a safe gift too. You know, it's like.
Who doesn't
love a nice cozy blanket?
Are they going to hate this color? No, it's an incredibly soft blanket. They're going to love it.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it.
They have all sorts of colors, sizes, like I said, and they're this kind of stretchy, super cozy material. I think it's made of clouds.
Mm-hmm. I think recycled clouds.
They thread clouds together.
Yeah. It's the world's number one blanket. Crafted with ultra-soft luxury vegan faux fur and a signature stretch that sets it apart. We've known about Lola for years. We love them. They've sponsored me before. They're sponsoring the podcast. So go now. They have a great offer for this time of year. Get that person in your life the best gift blanket. They also make weighted blankets, ooh, by the way.
We have one of those.
And matching pillows. So they got it all. Give the gift of softness this holiday season with Lola blankets. For a limited time, our listeners are getting a huge 40% off. 40%. Their entire order, lolablankets.com. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS, all one word, no spaces. Head to lolablankets.com. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS for 40% off after you purchase. The last where you heard about it, please let them know it was from us. Support us. Lolablankets.com, code CORRECTOPINIONS, 40% off. You use Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah.
What was your age? Did you catch your age on there?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to text you. It was very close to my biological age. Mm. It was like 28.
Well, my listening age was 20.
Okay, high rocks.
I listened to quite a bit of house music.
I
kind of gotten into house music. I'll be driving down the road and it's like.
Oh, fun.
Maybe it's a cry for help because my biological age was so old.
Oh.
Which we learned from Function Health, proud sponsor.
Mm.
You can test over 160 biomarkers that gives you cool insights such as your biological age. Mine was.
That one was pretty fun to learn.
It was.
It was so exciting. I need a. You're 22. I'm 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, good for me.
Yeah. Pretty young.
So we gifted Function Health to our parents. They were thrilled to go check it out.
It's such a good gift.
It's a really cool gift, off the wall gift, because you're kind of what more? Who needs more stuff? Like,
you're giving health.
Give a gift of health, like the insights into your biomarkers, what you could work on, what you're healthy with. I learned my cholesterol was high. I learned my omega-3s were low. Katie learned she had. Yours was like,
that I was heard perfect, of this. Really.
Well, you're perfect, but also it was like some marker that meant you might be like susceptible to autoimmune.
Yes.
Like something to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We learned everything.
Yeah.
It's
very
detailed. You have one less chromosome?
Yes, the cruise control one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't quote us on that, but they just give the gift of health this year. Most gifts fade. This one helps loved ones stay healthy. So own your health for $365 a year. That's $1 a day. Learn more and join using our link. Visit functionhealth.com/Trey. This is usually like $500, $365 for a year of health. Use gift code Trey25 or go to functionhealth.com/Trey for $25 credit towards your membership as well. I mean, are you kidding me?
Pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm. Trey25 code or go to functionhealth.com/Trey this holiday season. Thank you, Function Health. If you're listening with kids, fast forward 5 minutes.
Are you guys going to be parents who like kind of gatekeep the good gifts from Santa? Like, no. Mom and dad got you the good gifts. Santa got you socks.
I think
some people are like that.
I don't want to dog Santa too much. I think we'll show Santa's going to give him some stuff he likes.
Yeah.
But I think if there's ever like, oh my gosh, I got to have this one thing. I think we'll give it to him.
Yeah. Okay.
But Santa will still give him a good gift. Just not like his most.
Okay.
Like. Yeah.
Rachel grew up in a family where Santa was bringing it every year. It's like, man, my parents got me like nothing, but Santa gets it.
Yeah.
Santa understands me.
Every year we'd have the main prize.
Yeah.
And Santa would come through. Gosh, this Santa. How does he do it? remember asking, how do these elves make it in 64?
Yeah, are they American elves or there's no way?
It's funny because I don't, like, do you guys remember? I don't remember the Christmases that I believed in Santa. I think I did not believe very early on.
Really?
Because I don't really remember. All I remember is
convincing. If you're listening with kids, fast forward 5 minutes.
Yeah. Sorry.
Derek will add that.
Okay.
just slice that in. Okay.
But yeah, I remember like helping my parents make it seem amazing for my brothers.
So, so your correct opinion is what? what was the stance?
Was that I don't like the narrative that's going around that moms are the ones that are responsible for making Christmas magical.
Okay. So who is responsible?
I mean, the mom and dad are, but it's like this, it feels really aggressive to be like, it's up to you.
Like the children's joy lives and dies by the mom's effort.
Yeah. It's like, it was really fun until all of a sudden you made it feel like it's like now just way too much like pressure and all that.
Do you feel like your mom was the only one who made it magical growing up?
I mean, they both did. Yeah.
What'd your dad do? Make it magical.
Donuts.
I mean, I know he was the one putting all the gifts together.
Okay.
And working to purchase them.
Oh, okay. Did you guys? Oh man, love Christmas.
So.
All right, well, I'll help you. Nice. I got the tree. I set that up.
You did get the tree for us. Then, yeah.
No. I'd like to buy the movie tickets to Avatar for you. You can meet.
For our kids?
I don't know. Can we go see it though?
Sure.
Dang, yeah. I forgot about the kids. I'm an Avatar. I'm a Navi head.
That's what they're called?
Yeah, if you're like a huge fan.
If you're a huge fan.
They're called Navi heads?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I'd like to,
it's like a big thing in like together, film. Like Potter heads.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's a few others. Titanic is tit heads, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've met a couple. They're out there.
Oh my gosh. But. That actually makes me think of just using words in a funny way. Thomas recently did a rendition of ABCs. And at the end, I don't know why he threw this in there, but he started saying, something about like don't smack your children, which I don't know why he was saying that ever in the first place.
Just chant that out.
Yeah, we don't even spank him, but anyways.
W X Y and Z.
And then so he was like, "Don't smack your children." Singing it really quick. He was singing it really cute. W X Y and Z. Now you know your ABC. Don't smack your children.
Like, we're just like,
don't smack your children.
But the best part is, smack does not sound like smack.
So he
at
can't
all.
Really say his sma very well, and it comes out like.
Don't.
And then his ah is questionable. It sounds a little more like don't smack. Your children. I mean, he was just saying the F word.
Say, don't be a smacker.
Don't be a facker.
Saying that and over just, and over
we're looking
again.
At each other like, we're what? Like, is he actually saying the F word? We don't say the F word.
Are you saying smack? And he said, yeah.
I'm yeah, like, yeah.
But also, why are you saying smack your don't children smack anyways? Your children. But also, it just sounded just like it was a
beautiful song. Yeah.
It sounds like Rachel when she's sleeping. Rachel sleeping and Thomas awake could communicate effortlessly together.
Oh yeah,
every night sleep talking. Last night terrified me. I'm up on my phone, and then just Rachel's kind of got her head like buried in the pillow, face down. And so out of nowhere, I mean, it's dead silent. She goes, "Got it." It's like kind of muffled because she's like her face is in the pillow.
Sleep talking, it scares you.
It's so
you
scary.
You just feel like they're possessed.
Have you ever been around someone who sleepwalks?
Yeah, a camper, but not a spouse.
Once I killed him. It's awful.
So scary.
My daughter.
Your daughter does?
Yes.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Oh, wait. Yeah, my sister used to. Yeah, that freaked us out. She'd come out of her room and just stare at us.
Yes.
I remember this now. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Oh, one of my brothers used to do it. It was really creepy. Yeah. Anyways.
Hey. Anyway.
Anyways, we're going to go see Avatar. You want to dress up?
Dude. You talk about funny. I ran out by my family. Yo, what are we going to do this Christmas? Be with my parents? I go, we got to go see Avatar. Both my parents immediately. That's weird. What do you mean? What are we going to? Can we have a little magic in this house?
And they're like, if it's not Everybody Loves Raymond, I don't want it.
If Dancing with the Stars live, maybe we were talking. But when we see it, we have those kids. We get a sitter and the whole family can go to a late night showing. It's not happening.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm in, man.
I'm with you. I'm excited to see it, too.
I think I don't know. We could maybe just do it when we come back. Get a sitter and go do it. We've never.
You would do that with me?
We have never been to the movies together.
First time. Navi heads.
Like just,
can we dress up?
Come on, blue popcorn.
Blue popcorn.
They should do that.
One. We could drink.
You guys can make Sahalo in the back row.
Mm-hmm. We could really, yeah, let's be young. Let's be fun.
Woo, yeah.
That's funny. You guys never been in the movies together.
We've been like with other people, like with our families, with friends once.
Movies together twice ever. We've never just gone together.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It's fun.
Just, it's a big December. That Michael Jackson movie looks really good. I don't know when that comes out, but I think it's soon. Have you seen that?
Nope.
It's like Michael Jackson, like biopic.
Uh-oh.
The guy who plays him is his nephew. So he looks like identical to Michael Jackson. Pretty cool.
Well, he's white.
A little mixture, a little bit like my black coffee.
It's funny because didn't Michael Jackson change his appearance quite a bit?
So yeah, I would say he looks like a young Michael Jackson.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Also, probably not as much on your guys' radar, but I think the same weekend as Avatar, good luck competing with this. Avatar is going up against a Lifetime movie that's like about pickleball. Like they made a full out. Like pickleball romance Lifetime holiday movie. So I 100% will be sitting down and like reviewing that, filming it, everything.
In the theaters it's coming?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh man,
that'll be good.
They're the best. We were halfway through one of those on Netflix last night. It's great, man. It was the new one on Netflix. She's the whole funny
Secret
bit
Santa
is
what it's called.
Yeah, she's playing a mall Santa to help make ends meet as she's a single mom.
Okay.
And the main male character they're kind of falling in love as regular people. He also hired her as the Santa unbeknownst to her. He thinks she's some old man.
Hired her.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
little boss employee.
Right. And then he's really confiding in this old man. Well, sorry, buddy. It's actually the love of your life dressed up as Santa. So isn't that that creates some pretty funny moments.
If you loved Mrs. Doubtfire, you'll love
you'll never believe this. They wrote it this way. But at one point, he goes, I want you to meet him. And she's like,
what am I going to do about this?
That's total hilarity ensues when she tries to figure that out.
I bet.
That's when we turned it off. And now it's a cliffhanger. We don't know how she's going
to
do it.
Oh,
you got to see the hijinks.
We don't know how she's going
to
do
it. I love those movies. They make no sense. She's like, her daughter wants to do the snowboard school, and she learned that the employees get half off. So she's like, two birds, one stone. I can make some money, save a bunch of money.
Why wouldn't the mall employees get a half off snowboard school?
Well,
right. And the snowboard school is so expensive. I go,
it's a hotel, not the mall.
Okay, whatever. Sorry. Mall ski resort.
Okay.
But I'm like, that would never be a policy. Oh, we'll get this hourly employee is going to get half off this $10,000 snowboard school.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. And I thought immediately, how are they going to pay this? How are they going to pay this old man? What's your name for the W-2? You know, she created a fake government name to make this all work.
The lead male character can't distinguish that he's not talking to an old man when he talks to her.
The writers thought of that, Jake. She's got a gay brother who's a makeup artist, and he's talented.
He creates a whole mask
and gay.
But the voice, how deep is?
She kind of changes it just enough.
Oh, kind of like Christian Bale in Batman.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you'd really buy it in real life, but I guess it's funny. Enough.
Yeah. Sounds sick.
So, can't wait to watch more of those.
What's your correct opinion?
since the last time we recorded, I have personally driven to Iowa and back and driven all the way to Dallas and back.
Okay.
So my correct opinion comes from the highway.
Why'd you drive to Dallas?
I dressed up as the Founding Fathers to play in a pickleball tournament. Didn't win the costume contest.
They won't let a Founding Father on the airways. You basically created it. But you said too much stuff.
We kind of wanted to like vlog like the trip down there.
Okay.
You take a ship?
We took a canoe and it took a while. No, we actually, I don't want to get this guy in trouble. I will tell you on Patreon how we got to Dallas because it's kind of like. Anyway, we drove down there. My correct opinion is there needs to be a lane on the highway in the United States where we just agree. It's a law. Like the middle lane is where we all agree we are going to go 5 miles an hour over the speed limit. No ifs, ands, or buts. That's just what we're going to do. Because I'm sick and tired of I'm in the right lane and I'm going like three over and I get to a semi. Okay, pass him. Okay, someone is going like 90 miles an hour behind me. Oh, geez, sorry, get to my right. And I go forward and then I catch up to a semi and I go, I'm tired of it. Semi's going 40, everyone else is going 90. Where is, I just need a lane for us normal people.
There needs to, yeah, if it's three lanes or more, just say, I think the far left's the crazy people.
Yeah.
And the next to the left.
Yes, it is.
Is five over.
Yeah, middle lane. Five over.
Yeah.
We're all doing it.
Oh, I take great joy when I'm left lane and I'm slowly passing and you got a maniac come up on you. They're riding, you're riding. And I go, if this guy's going 73, I'm going to go 74.
Like, yeah, I'm passing.
I'm passing. Of all the rules, I'm passing.
You did that on our drive down to Oklahoma and it was like really stressing me out.
Oh, it's great. And they're just back there. You could tell they're like,
Yeah, they were like revving their engine and stuff. I was like, it was like 11 p.m. It's pitch black. And this car is next to just like revving its engine, trying to get around us. I was like, okay, this feels unnecessary.
Yeah.
I'm just sick. There's too many people not using cruise control. That's what drives me crazy.
Yeah, when you're going, what are we doing here?
It's like we're in the middle of nowhere. We're all clearly going to be on this highway for the next 200 miles. And you're just still using your foot? That's a newish car. I know it has cruise control.
Do you use cruise control?
Only as of recently.
You've transitioned into cruise control.
I don't know. She's one of one. What a woman.
It makes it, I don't feel like I do too much back and forth. But I just feel like it makes me more engaged in the driving. Cruise control can get a little like, I'm not
take a nap.
I come home. She's just got these things. And if you know Katie, when we started, I don't know when I noticed it, but it's just like, if you know her, it's like, no, she doesn't use cruise control. Of course not. It's just not something. She's like, why would I bother with that? I come home. We sleep in a king bed. She'll on my side, it's made up, and she'll just start trashing, like piling up trash on it.
It's not trash.
Not trash, but whatever.
Donut wrappers.
And she just sleeps on like her, like 20% of the bed. Mm-hmm. She like peels back and just crawls in, and there's just like junk all over on my, she never undoes
there
that part.
There's like wrapping paper on it.
Do you guys relate to that? When I'm in bed by myself, I turn down the whole bed.
Yeah.
It's strange to me.
I'm not touching that side.
We have like 12 throw pillows on it. So she removes like three of the 12.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of.
It's way cozier that way. That's honestly my real, that's the pillows. That's why. Cause sometimes I will like have taken everything off and I'm just laying in this bed. It's just so open and not cozy. And so then I put the pillows back. So it feels a little.
I cannot wait for the Christmas feast. I plan to make a beef Wellington. When I told my mother that, she was like, how much a mess will that make? Don't worry about it. It's going to be delicious.
She must not know.
Salmon Wellington.
Yes, that's what I did last time, didn't I?
Yeah.
Because I love you. Mm-hmm. But listen, that's for then. Until we get there, it's busyness, it's craziness. You need help. What we use in our house is every plate. Every plate has a constantly rotating weekly recipes delivered right to your door.
Where is it?
Right to your
Where
door.
Where do they deliver this?
Doy. Doy. To your door.
Hey, it's a no-brainer. Doy. Get every plate. It comes right to your door.
Yeah, no doy. I'm going to have that for supper.
No door. What are you guys waiting for? Dig into these flavor-packed meals your household will love. We all love them. Thomas loves the cheesy Mexican street corn hash.
You can make it in 30
It's a mouthful in more ways than one.
No doy.
New customers can enjoy this special offer of, listen to this, $1.99 a meal.
Doy.
Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199. That's TREY199 to get started. Apply to discount on first box, limited time only. Everyplate.com/podcast. Use code TREY199 for $1.99 a meal.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
My correct opinion is that you should be able to unsubscribe from your spouse, similar to like an email.
Yeah.
Because I get alerts. Does that make sense? You know, and obviously we talked about the more serious ones earlier in the podcast, but I'm talking about the simple ones. Waking up in the morning, I'm making us coffee. By the way, I slept bad. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm working in the office. Let me get some stuff on. Text pops up. Lunch isn't sitting well. Oh, okay. And you know, it's kind of like when these companies get your data. I mean, you block them there.
You say they ignore cookies. You're doing all the right stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And then they shoot you a text. Stop. You still get a call from somebody. Uh-huh. And it's just, they're just little updates that you kind of, you're just on the mailing list and you just get them.
Especially across now, the country. It's Black Friday.
Yeah, right. They do increase in the wintertime in Q4. And then, I'll even be like, my gosh, I slept weird too. And then she'll be like, yeah, actually my knee hurts. And like, she can't let me have the thing.
We can't be even.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You are welcome to unsubscribe. I will also unsubscribe from other things.
Oh, what are Trey's updates?
Sexual joke.
Unsubscribe from.
What was that?
Just gonna unsubscribe from all the other stuff.
You've unsubscribed from a lot.
Checked out.
Cruise control.
You told me what cruise control was. I'm just gonna.
No, you're doing great. We're very in love.
I feel like I've.
agree, please.
What'd you say?
Yes,
for sure.
We are.
For sure.
Yeah, I think she said ditto.
Yeah, right back at you.
Kudos.
It's always been done jokingly, but there's probably been three times in Rachel and I's marriage where I've said, I think we're all good on questions. I think that's probably your limit for right now. So just give me like an hour and then you can earn another one.
Yeah, you need to let me reboot here.
Yeah, I can't answer anymore right now. So
yeah. It's like a video game when you're using the turbo too much.
Yeah.
It's back down to zero.
Now we got to wait a while.
You got to wait a while.
Yeah. Wait. I think that's good.
All right. We did it. That's good. Okay. Thanks. Correct opinions. How long was this?
44.
Do you want to talk about High Rocks?
Yeah. I forget because, boy, I talked to it about it to a bunch of people. You haven't heard about it yet.
We haven't recorded since then.
But we did a Patreon episode breaking it down.
Yeah, you did Patreon.
So if you really want, Kate and I did a little bonus at the in-laws. We were up in the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Mm-hmm,
for sure. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing. Yep.
Doing good.
So if you want to really hear a super deep dive, it's on there. But for the public recties, and I still meet some of y'all on the road. So thanks for coming to the shows. It's cool to be touring long enough too, where people that this is my third time, fourth cool. time.
Yeah,
it's special. So you're gonna get that this weekend as well. I did the High Rocks, dude. It was great. We did it. It was fun. It was everything we wanted it to be. But going to this event, I mean, I did a half triathlon thing years ago. So that's like my only experience. But people have done a marathon, half marathon. You've done making that up. Did I have
Merlin? You're thinking pickleball. No.
Okay. Yeah. Pickleball similar, right? Mm. You show up, you're like, there's some fatties here. There's some, or whatever you call
Whoa,
it.
Oh, Ben Franklin.
And like, I don't know. It's just like people of all kinds are doing it. And like, good for you. Good luck to everyone today.
I feel like in pickleball, you learn your lesson not to judge a book by a cover. But in High Rocks, I feel like you can go ahead and judge that book.
Let me tell you what, Jake. We were the fatties.
Oh, no.
I mean, you start walking up to like the convention center.
We're judging you.
Like, all right, get some. Those people are in shape. Wow. I'm not exaggerating. I probably, over the course of the 5 hours we were in and out of there, I saw thousands of men. 90%, maybe 95%, were jacked with six packs and their shirts off.
You were like severely overweight in that population of people.
I mean, genuinely, we stood out. It's me and my two buddies who look the same as me. And we...
That's so funny.
Dude, we stood out. I remember just thinking, like, gosh.
because they're just so cut. And, I mean, do they have spray tans? I mean, is this like one of those competitions?
No, I do. I think it's a combo of things. It's kind of... Just this year, it's really taken off. So I think as it gets more popular, you're going to have... The less in shape people start getting involved.
Yeah.
But two, it is a type of event. You can't kind of like a half marathon. You're like, I'm going to walk a lot of it.
Yeah.
You kind of can't just show up and do this one. You got to have some level of pretty good fitness.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It was clearly CrossFit adjacent. I mean, the dudes, I just saw some monsters there. It was astonishing.
But you still beat a third of them, right?
I was going to pull up my, and I did learn this too, which is a bit of a bummer. High Rocks is short for hybrid rock star.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Hybrid rock star?
I am a hybrid rock star.
Ew.
You're in the top 70th percentile.
Don't say ew.
Hybrid rock star, dude.
Yeah, no. Don't say ew.
No wonder they shorted to High Rocks.
Yeah, wow. Creator of the year and top 30% hybrid rock star.
Oh.
2025 is your year.
So I pull up my Rocks Fit app.
They need to really get rid of that other messaging real quick and just keep it at High Rocks.
Hybrid rock star is hard to describe why it's so bad.
Yeah,
it's both words.
Anything with rock star is going to be bad.
Rockstar. But also hybrid, you're like immediately devaluing your own brand. It's not the real thing.
I got like...
It's the one better for the environment.
Yeah, I got like 300...
It comes with a plug-in option.
In my age range, I got like 350th out of 500.
And if you factor in,
I beat a lot of jacked guys.
I was saying, if you factor in body mass index, I bet you did very well.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, here the. And my rock zone. So most of the stations I was like bottom 30%, but I was in the top half of how fast I completed the rock zone.
What's the rock zone?
The rock zone is the water station. Water's for cowards, dude. Ran by it every time.
Wait, some people take a little metric break on that?
Yeah, you did really well in not drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
You drank some of the least amount of water.
That was the metric.
Don't need it. Saved me a lot of time. That's how I beat my buddies. Well, it's just like because you know, you run and then you like do a station. So it's like the stations are all grouped in the center, and in the center of this like central hub is like water, and then you kind of like jut into each station. So it's kind of this awkward zone where you're not doing activity and you're not running. So I guess that's what they call the time.
Do you
spent
have to
there.
Wait?
I was in and out, dude.
So they actually
water?
Did.
Water?
I thought you were messing. They actually do measure how long you spent at the water cooler.
It's essentially a little bit, yeah.
Well,
I like that.
It's basically just time because it's all technology where it's like when you enter into the rowing zone, cool. It's like obviously clicks on. When you exit it, when you enter into the running track, it clicks on. So that space in between They just call that as okay. in like, so a lot of people might that, and that's where the water is. So you might like chill there for a second and have a cup of water. Not okay. me, dude.
Was there ever a time you had to like
least hydrated
wait for a station? Like there was never a time you had to okay.
But yeah, did it. It was really fun. We had a nice, the best part of ever doing any of those is just the meal after. It's like 99% of the fun.
And you haven't stopped having those meals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But the burger I had after that, wow. And then you kind of walk a little taller. You go out into real life and you see these people, we call them regos, the RocksFit community. You see these regos and you're like, they couldn't do my runks. And that's kind of the, now I'm like walking through the airport. You couldn't do 50 burpees, dude.
I bet you would need water.
I bet you need a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say you're not a hybrid rock star?
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Delta. What boarding group are the hybrid rock stars? It surely were before the regos.
That is so brutal.
But it's fun. We're into it. My buddy's like, when's the next one?
Really?
Yeah.
So everybody finished. You finished and you did well.
Yeah, I did. We trained pretty good and no surprises. I did finished about exactly where I wanted. I did notice I did 1 hour, 3 seconds under 1 hour, 40 minutes. So this is my one push through. I go, wait, I can get under 1 hour, 40 if I just push through these last few. And I did.
That's nice.
And then I,
what's like the, wow, what's like out. The top, like the top people, what are they doing it in?
And how little water are they drinking?
Oh man, probably zero. And they're like the record holder time is like 53 minutes.
Or okay.
And then I think a lot of the, like under 1 hour is like the freaks, but a lot of the fit guys have seen like 1 hour, 1 hour 15 to 1 hour 30.
You like can an do hour that?
40. Yeah.
Shave no, 10 no, minutes I think, off?
Yeah. I think 1 hour 30 and below is like, would be pretty solid and we could do that.
What'd you wear?
I wore a tank top. Tank. Like a running tank.
Nice.
I was like, one of my buddies went shirtless. I go,
we don't have it.
We don't have it, man.
Do you ever change tanks? You're like, I'm sweating.
No. Okay. Same one, lightweight. Feel good with that decision.
I had a couple of friends who I didn't know were hybrid rock stars, and I saw their stories, and I was like, oh, wow, they must all be at the same thing. So I feel like I saw different, like, perspectives of the day.
What's their name?
Oh, you have the hybrid rock star app?
Yeah, if they're a hybrid rock star, we're in a community, yeah.
I remember, who was it? Look up Shelby Clifton.
This is a girl or a guy?
I think your hybrid rock star app will know, but it's a girl. Yep. Lady rock star.
Age 20, somewhere between 25 and 29.
That's her.
Cool. She finished way faster than me. No. She did it. Oh.
Oh, wait. No, she just drank more water than me.
This made me feel better. She did the doubles, like her and her friend.
Oh. Where you have to get on their shoulders?
Wait, yeah. How does the doubles work?
You actually just do it all at the end, then you fight another girl. Do what?
How does the doubles work? You do...
So she... That's all it... I was going to say, she did like 20 minutes faster than me, but she did You do all the runs, but then you split the activities.
Okay.
They ran duos.
Like you split, you do half and half, or like you pick rowing half and I half. Pick... Okay.
I think it's kind of however you want it to be, but...
Okay.
Just the two of you have to...
Do everything a man would do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes, mm. Yeah.
Ew.
So, right. So, and that's the best part. So no one in there is complaining, crying. Sorry, was that too much? Sorry. You're beautiful. Let me make it up to her really fast.
Do what you gotta
just
do.
Just don't listen if you don't have to. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
I'm gonna be like Eva.
Can you come
no.
pick me up?
No, no.
Singing James Blunt.
She ran with a girl named Lacey. Don't know any bells.
Can you do co-ed?
Yes.
So that's here she goes.
I want to do it with you one day.
Donut man.
You would do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
We'd kill it.
I have to push 350 pounds.
I think it's maybe a little less. Maybe. I don't know. There's definitely a couple. I don't know. You got strong legs though. There's a couple you might struggle with.
Like what?
Just your upper body, you know. She had one resolution 1 year. She said, I want to be able to do one full pull-up.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Sorry. And day three, she's like, ew, gross. I'm going to look like...
Princess Fiona. The people who finish under an hour, what do they look like? Are they very strong? Or are they light? Like a Kenyan?
That's what shocked me. I thought I'd see a lot of like...
Runner guys?
Marathon runner. Yeah.
Like
guys.
Short shorts.
Because it is a bunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's both, but it leans more towards jacked guys.
Like what running... position would they be in football? Like, are they massive? Like
edge, nickel, okay. Nickelback.
Okay. Fast, but
I mean, they're muscled strong. Up and jacked. They're not like...
Okay.
Because it's not, I mean, the running is short. It's a kilometer.
Kilometer at a time.
So it's not like you're running. It's right. Not truly long distance. So if you're like a good, like short distance sprinter type person.
But I saw the current world record holder is a skinny guy.
Okay.
There's children screaming in the distance.
Yeah, there that are, was so. Sure. That was such a high pitch. I thought it was a siren.
Yeah, what happened there?
But yeah, thank you. So just creator of the year, have a rockstar, big year for me. Wow. And I met a bunch of nice people. Again, I think I told y'all I was worried. It was a very nice amount of people saying hi to me. I was worried because it's such a social media kind of viral brand. I didn't know, but it was nice. Go ahead. Yeah.
Too many people saying hi to you maybe slows you down. Not enough people, you're like, I've lost it. You found the hybrid.
Yes.
Did anyone call you a rock star?
No.
That rocks to her.
And you know, I'm not going to lie. You, first half of the race, I had a couple little moments of rooting me on as I'm doing it.
That's nice.
Which, you know, the earlier in the race, you're going, all right.
Yeah, save it for the end when I'm more tired.
In the end, you do get a little boost. At you the know, end, I passed some guys.
You know, I could have kind of been done that for you.
No, cheer, some other on. Women handled it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, some younger.
And then the.
Rockstars did it.
The rock stars.
Yeah. The, to wrap this up, the best vibe of the day, too, was like me and my buddies, we were so elated to finish and go have like burgers and beers. Yeah. And there's actual little concessions in there selling all sorts of stuff and beers in there. We're like, oh, great. You know, one of my buddies was after us. So me and my other friend, we finish way before him and we grab a shower. So we come back to watch him and root him on. So we're like, let's each grab a Miller Lite. And huge convention center, thousands of people, no joke. The only other person I saw, one other person to have a beer was my friend's dad who showed up to watch. Zero people.
Like, are we in Salt Lake City? What's going on?
Yeah, it's just like,
everyone is they're all so jacked.
They're all jacked. Like, of course you don't drink beers. You have a six pack. Like, everyone there was so intense. And we're just like regular looking dudes drinking a beer. It's just like, this is,
you guys,
we just kept joking. Like, we need to get out to the barbecue restaurant to be with our people.
Yeah.
You know, watch some football. And
it would be human nature, I think, to almost talk a little trash. Like, I mean, sure, they finished before. They can't throw a spiral. He's probably not even a good dad.
Oh, you got it. As a man, when you're like a man and you love to...
He can't touch rim. I can.
Exactly. You're feeling lesser than. You start walking around going, I mean, okay, we all have two under two. Do these guys?
I'm more well-rounded.
Yeah, exactly.
Athletically. They're good at this.
They're good at... this is their whole life. What do they do for a living? What do they do for a living?
Do they have a big purple black? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, I get it. If I'm in a workout class and there is a girl next to me who I can tell is clearly like under 25.
Yeah,
and I'm like
shut up.
I'm doing more weights than them and like she's taking more breaks. I mean, it brings me so much joy.
I get it now. When I did my triathlon days, and I was in college also just like not being healthy. We just kind of did it for fun. So I'm not doing well at it. And the triathlons, they write your age on the back of your calf.
Really?
I'm assuming only for evil purposes, just to run by. And so I remember this woman ran by. She goes, come on, dude, I could be your mom. And you know what? Good for her.
I was
a young, fit, cool 21-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk your talk.
That would have brought me a lot of joy, too. But like, this guy can't even keep up. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Katie, I like what you're saying about the aspect of competition in these fitness. I think what you should do, actually, my sister has a fitness studio. She listens to this podcast. She should hire people to look really young and really fit and then you go in there and just barely do any weight and take all sorts of breaks, and it fires up the other women.
It really does.
It's like a plant.
It really does.
Yeah, they're just they're like, I'm not even a mother yet. They're like saying they're stuff saying like that. Like, yeah.
I sleep 10 hours a night and I still can't do this.
I'm on my dad's insurance.
Yeah.
That just so you know.
Yeah. I mean, and I remember the reverse, being in a workout class one time and there was a pregnant woman doing it.
You got to keep those out of there.
She was lifting way more weight than I was. And I was like probably 24. And I was like, I am ashamed of myself.
Yeah. You can't let those in. Reverse. You got to discriminate.
That's how I felt when you drug me to a few of those classes.
Yeah. And you did worse than all those girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. They were running duos. That's not fair.
That's not fair. Yeah. And I don't know who Shelby Clifton is, mm-hmm. but. We keep tabs on her, and I, my life's goal to defeat her. That's what Beat a Man's about. I don't know. It just stuck with me. And I'm going to send it to my buddies. Like, guys, I don't know who this woman is, but she's running faster than us.
She's, look for her. She's a hybrid rock star between 25 and 29. That's all we know, right?
That's all we know.
Yeah, she's way younger than you.
Yeah. It'll be big for me when I, because it's 30 to 34 is the age range. I'm 33. So once I can get to 35, young buck, 35, training a few years, I'm going to start making a name for myself.
Yeah, it's kind of where I'm at with pickleball. There's like an 8 to 34 division. I'm
8 to 34?
It's by age?
Mm-hmm.
8 to 34?
You play 8-year-olds?
This wasn't supposed to be the point of what I was saying.
That's a wild
age. Honestly, it's like worst case scenario. It's like, all right, we play Tanner and Connor. I hope they're not kids. Because if you go up, if you're playing like a high level tournament and you're going up against kids, they're homeschooled and this is all they do.
Yeah.
You're like, gosh, dang it. We got to play kids. That's the last thing you want. So.
Wow.
So yeah. I play some kids.
And that's 34, 35 to
100?
49, I think, is like the next age range. So I could still do the 8 to 34. Probably still will. But, you know, if I'm feeling it, you know, if I want to go up a division, I can play the old guys.
Oh, it's the next.
And I've never been beat by an 8-year-old. Usually they're like 13 by the time they beat me.
Okay.
And I think they're doing that all wrong. I don't know who you need to talk to, but I want to see 8 versus 98-year-old. I
mean, yeah.
Mr. Beast style.
How lucky.
They should bell curve it more. Like the middle plays each other and the ends all play each other.
24 to 64. Great.
Yeah.
I need senior citizens versus children.
I mean, that kind of makes more sense, right?
It's like kind of like, the applesauce games.
Yeah. Can you imagine Gladys is like, you know, all right, 6-7, they're over there, 6-7, what are you saying?
Both of them have a gentleman's agreement. You don't lob me, I don't lob you.
Yeah, exactly.
Pipsqueak.
You're chopped, granny. That's what you need.
Wow.
All right. Continue on Patreon.
I want to talk about... A Very Merry Cherry Christmas on Patreon. Let's debrief it a little bit.
Ooh, yeah. Someone said they wanted our correct opinions on the project.
Yeah, it's out now.
And so, yeah, half off. So if you've ever been on the fence, get in there. You get access to everything. Merry Christmas. See you guys on the road. And Katie, any final thoughts? You love when I do this.
I love. Yeah, I love it.
Would you sing me a song, please? Because I feel like we were a little hostile to each other, and I sing.
I'll take that for beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Acts like they're not even here. They're not even listening.
Every time I try to sing to our daughter, she just shakes her head at me, and I feel like means I shouldn't.
Well, that's ridiculous. Sing at all. I like when you sing.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Okay. Podcast kiss.
Mike.
Yeah. We do the mic. Get it. Get it. Get it.
Oh, no, it's coming to my mic.
Katie, hurry, get it. It's coming to Derek's. Derek's got his whole mouth on the microphone. Do it now. Get it, Katie? Kiss that mic. Do not make me kiss Derek virtually. It's supposed to be to you. Katie, kiss it.
Katie, the wires are going crazy.
And we'll send it to Patreon.
Yeah, it's right there for you.
Okay. Oh.
All right, love you guys. Patreon.com/StraightKennedy.
So gross.
Talk soon. Peace.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions.
Direct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.